This is Danny Lakey.
Hello!
He owns a radio show on Triple M. After 9 o'clock, he answers the phones in a segment called 9 o'clock Natter. And these are the best of the 9 o'clock Nutters. Enjoy.
Michael in East Burwood. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How's East Burwood treating you tonight?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, that's the way.
Love your show. You have me in fits of laughter. And I just want to talk about superstition. Did you know that when you break a mirror, it's 7 years bad luck?
Now, I'm not sure how to approach this question because I am aware of the rumours floating around that it's supposed to be 7 years of bad luck. If you're referring to that it definitely means you're getting 7 years of bad luck, no, I didn't know that bit. This is new information to me.
Yeah. And just another thing. When someone walks over my grave, I get shivers up and down my spine.
Ooh. Yeah, that's got me a little tingly, actually.
It's going to haunt me for life.
You've already got your grave mapped out?
Yeah, I've already got a funeral plan.
Yeah, okay. You got your plot? You purchased your plot?
Yeah, bought my block of land.
Interesting. Forgive me for my naivete, but why purchase so soon? Is it to do with inflation?
Yeah, well, you never know when you're going to die.
So true. I've been around a lot in this biz, but never has something made more sense than that. Don't wait till it's too late. So that's good chat.
It's going to haunt me for life.
Jenny, England, Orkey, Tasmania. You're a slow burner. You don't jump at shadows here. You got any stocks in the stocks game?
No, I don't believe in that sort of thing.
Too risky. Yeah, that's what some people say. In the short term, too risky for me. If I was a long-term investor, if I was investing for my future, which I'm not, which is dumb, now I'm saying it out loud, I would have kept it in. But I want the money for this time next year, just in case, you know, the old radio contract runs out. You never know when someone doesn't get invited into the big boss's office for a renewal in 2023. Anyway.
Well, we hope not.
Oh, you can only cross your fingers and hope and flick your nipple and hope it grows back in the spare time.
Yeah.
What do you want to get off your chest? Oh, P.S., thanks for that package that you sent me. It is my birthday tomorrow, and I'll be opening that package then. I assume it's a birthday package.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. My mother always told me not to open the package before your birthday, so I'm holding out. But I've been shaking it. I've been shaking it and sniffing it.
I wouldn't shake it too hard.
Oh, plot twist. I haven't shaked it. I'm just looking for clues. Writing that down now. Something fragile. Minstrels?
I'm not saying anything.
All right. Have it your way. And what do you want to get off your chest?
About loons. Oh, yeah. Now, there was one particular summer that was extremely hot and very dry. No rain. So the council decided to put water restrictions on everybody. Okay, so my lawn was brown and crispy. Every time I walked in it, crackle, crackle, crackle. Oh. Okay, so one day I had to go out. And I happened to be passing by this particular council. And guess what? The council, this particular council is notorious for having beautiful, beautiful green lawns out in the front. Not a blade out of place, beautifully mown. And I looked and I saw two sprinklers on either side of these two lawns.
Don't lie with this.
And they were going full bore. Oh. And I thought to myself, oh yes, that'd be right.
Mm.
One rule for the general populace,
oh, yeah,
and another rule for the council.
Ain't that the truth?
So I wasn't very happy with that, but you know what can you do?
Well,
you do what we tell you, but we can do what we want.
Mm, yeah. And there's more subtext at play here. It's not just crispy lawns, is it? It's not just a one woman's crispy brown.
Yeah. We were told not to water your gardens.
Mm.
Not to wash your cars and use your water inside sparingly.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, Everybody else has to do as they're told, but some people can do as they want.
Jenny from Glenorchy's Brown Crispies. On the other side of town, Glenorchy City Council, crisp green, peppermint cushion. Something stinks.
I didn't name the council, by the way.
I did. I reckon it's time for you to go to Grimmer's.
What's Grimmer's?
Tracy Grimshaw, ACA.
What does that mean?
Award-winning journalist from A Current Affair.
Oh, so she knows everything, does she?
She doesn't know anything, but the people around her, they work very hard. Dirty Lady on Triple M. From Ed in East Brisbane as well.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
Yeah, good. What do you want to get off your...
I love Jenny.
Yeah, me too.
Now, what you're saying about the dogs, the dog park and stuff, you shouldn't really have to say much. Just be polite and do everything right. But I got a little dog here. Oh. He wants to be friends with everybody. Mm. Right? And his name is Chili. Now, in respect of the salami, he loves all the hot shit I cook.
I bet he would.
Oh, I just can't believe that, I inherited him last Christmas, just after last Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from, two different owners. Oh, eventually, they dumped him here, And he's cool. I've registered. He's injected and everything.
Dewormed?
Yeah, he's everything.
Yeah, spayed?
He's D6. Yeah, no, they had to get that done when he got arrested.
Yeah. All right. Well, 13353, if you'd just like to gloat about your dog. It's not the dog that I'm trying to impress. That's the thing. If humans were like dogs, no one would ever have a problem ever having a relationship. That's the thing. If we were more like dogs, we'd probably learn a couple of things. That if it was the dog I was after, wouldn't be single. I can assure you that. Tommy in Glenhaven, hello.
Hey, Tommy in Glenhaven, I'm in the air. Long time listener. Hey. Thank you.
Long time caller. What do you want to get off your chest?
I just got Uber bringing you more drinks, so it's all happening.
Yeah, it's all happening when Tommy's in town. What do you want to get off your chest?
Well, I had a few things when my missus came out and distracted me, but the first thing is about this trimming and your acreage and stuff. Mm. Just get yourself a nice low-line trimmer. Do your nuts, do your chest, there's a lot, and you only have to do it whenever you see a girl. You have to do it all the time. Mm. None of these wax, none of these nads. It's easy, mate.
Yeah. I know. And
not a two-hour job.
No, not a two-hour job. And that's the thing. Probably why I don't have a lawn at the moment, because I'm too bogged down with my own body lawn to even care about a whole acreage at the moment. There is a lot of hair getting around. There's a lot of hot spots. One thing's for certain, that I 100% will not be getting laser on my chest. I won't be shaving my chest ever again. Lean into your body hair.
A good trimmer is that quick that you even have time to do your misses, and then you can have a drink together and enjoy it.
Are you shaving your partner's back?
The cheeseburger.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I left myself open for that one. Nigel, hello, what do you want to get off your chest?
Oh, nothing. I just heard you on the radio, first time caller to your show. How are you?
Yes, good on you, Nigel. I am good. I'm good. And I'm not qualified enough for this. I'm an idiot who just speaks opinions. I say with a grain of salt. Take anything anyone says with a grain of salt.
The only idiot is the question you don't ask. But
exactly.
I just heard on the radio you can win a $50 Grillmaster. I'll get on that because Port Power are playing a big game tomorrow, and I thought I'll treat my lad to, if I win it, treat my lad to it, and because I don't buy that rubbish normally, but he loves it.
Wouldn't that be a deadly combo? You and the boy watching Port Adelaide get up tomorrow against the Cats with a couple of Zen hens in hand.
Bloody oath, mate. No, you said about the Nigels, or whatever you said about the Tim-O-Matic. If you can improve your name, give it a call. And I was born with the name Nigel, and I'm stuck with it. So, I think it's an awful name, but your lovely lady on reception thought it was quite a nice name.
I'm with you. I think it's a shocking name. Nigel.
No, it's horrible.
Nigel-O-Matic or Nigel-O-Margy. Nigel-O-Margy actually doesn't have a bad ring to it.
Bloody oath, they both sound good to me. Yeah. Both sound better than Nigel. Because you go on English telly and you put Nigel, everybody, idiots on telly with Nigel on it.
Yeah. Get creative with your name, Nigel. Let me put you in the safe hands of producer Renee. I reckon she can hook you and the boy up with the grill voucher.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, I'm a lovely receptionist.
I say receptionist?
No, Nigel did. Actually said his name was awesome.
Yeah, well.
She's lovely, the lady.
Yeah, the receptionist is great, and you can catch her business hours 9 to 5. Director of First Impressions at the Triple M front desk. Good on you, Nigel, and go the power for you, and go the Cats for everyone who goes for Geelong. Pete in Melbourne, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, I think ice cream should be served cold all the time.
Oh, ice cream. Oh, controversial from you, but...
Ice cream.
Yeah, no, fair enough, actually. For years, I was foolishly boiling ice cream in the kettle until someone said, well, why don't you just have it straight out of the freezer?
I left the Northern Bus out one night for 24 hours, and I remembered, I've got some ice cream.
Easy there.
And I went to get it, and it was very disappointing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was too warm. Wendy in New South Wales. Hello.
No, not... How you going? Not too bad.
Oh, okay. The non-school uniform wearing jumper wearer?
Non-school uniform jumper wearer. In actual fact, I used to wear my own jeans and shirt to school, and the teacher once said to me, where's your school uniform? Mm. And I turned around and I said, well, if you buy it, I'll wear it.
Oh,
yeah. And they turned around, let me go.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And rightly so as well. Sometimes the teachers, it's on the onus of them to buy someone the school uniform. Jeans for Jeans Day every day for Wendy. Enjoy those bourbons.
Catch the Danny Lakey Show anytime on the Listener app or weeknights on Triple M. It's